Z.AI shipped DLM5 under an MIT license this week, and by the time The Wire wrote it down, the lab was already two releases past it.
It's Friday, June 19th, 2026. Here's the rundown. One open-weight model rewriting the long context math, a compute beat that runs from micro VMs to nuclear, and a call about whose model sits inside your coding tool by September.
Start with the numbers. GLM5 is a mixture of experts model, 744 billion parameters, 40 billion active, trained on 28.5 trillion tokens. It claims top spots on artificial analysis and both LM Arena boards. Then they pushed past it twice in days. The live SKU is GLM 5.2, a 1 million token context window, up to 131,072 tokens of output, two reasoning levels, on every coding plan tier right now.
And the headline that filed plain GLM 5 is already wrong. Anyone picking a model off that string is two versions behind.
The lever underneath it is DeepSeek sparse attention plus an async RL stack they call Slime. What does DSA actually buy you here?
It's what turns a million token window from a slide into something you can serve. Attention over long sequences is the line item that normally makes million token contexts unusable in production. DSA cuts that cost. That's why this isn't a single-turn benchmark flex. The target is Agenten. A model reads a whole repo, holds it, and acts over many turns.
And the 744 billion parameters sound like a hardware wall.
Only 40 billion fire per token, so it serves far cheaper than the parameter count suggests. No marketing tax on that one. It's how MoE works. The catch is the obvious one. Those weights still need real GPUs. The cheap path is a managed endpoint until you can justify owning the hardware.
So if you're building agentic coding or repo scale retrieval this week, the move is to test it.
Test it against your current close default and compare cost per completed task, not benchmark scores. An open-weight 1 million window model you control changes the math on any product pushing large prompts.
The piece The Wire missed is the cadence. DSA came from DeepSeek, Slime is Z.AI's, both under permissive licenses, both shipping faster than anyone can write the model selection memo.
That's the real story. Chinese open-weight labs are setting the long context price floor now. The squeeze lands on closed labs charging a markup for the same window.
Browser use is running Firecracker micro VMs nested inside plain EC2, a VM inside a VM, booting browsers about 30 seconds after launch, with the host reading the ready signal over VSOC in under a millisecond.
And they picked regular EC2 over the pricey metal instances on purpose because hosts are faster to get and cheaper to keep. The honest claim is roughly 3 times cheaper and faster, not the sub-second figure the headline implied. If you run cloud browsers at scale, that's the cost pattern to copy.
Tim Cook says Apple prices go up because memory chip costs are climbing. That's the consumer echo of the DRAM and HBM crunch driving the AI build-out.
Memory is the tax nobody escapes. If you're speccing GPU servers or edge devices in the next 2 quarters, budget for RAM, not just compute. Flat memory cost is no longer a safe assumption.
Switzerland's parliament lifted its ban on new nuclear plants. Won't add a megawatt this year.
No, but it's another government treating baseload as strategic again. Power is the binding constraint on data center expansion. Watch whether nuclear timelines start showing up in European siting decisions.
And Ubiquiti shipped an enterprise NAS built on ZFS. Snapshots, checksums, data integrity as table stakes.
If you keep training data or model artifacts on-prem to dodge cloud egress, price it against Synology and TrueNAS. The integration might win.
Midjourney's first hardware is a full-body ultrasound scanner. 60 seconds, built on Butterfly Network's ultrasound-on-chip silicon, 40 modules per system.
And the founder says, quote, "We're not even using any AI in this yet. It's not FDA cleared. About a dozen people have been scanned, and they admit they haven't solved turning noisy waves into images. Treat it as a hardware bet, not a diffusion model story." Midjourney's paying Butterfly $15 million upfront plus $10 million a year for 5 years to find out.
D DeepSeek Vision got resurfaced as a launch. It's a beta from April 29.
7 weeks old. No V4 technical report. No stable API. You can't integrate against it. The decision-relevant event was V4's price cut, not the Vision toggle.
Alex Ellis makes the case that Local Quen isn't a worse opus, it's a different tool.
Right frame. Local wins on latency, privacy, and cost per token, even when it loses on raw reasoning. Route your high-volume, well-scoped tasks to Local, and save opus for the calls that need it.
And Lightrix released LTX2 with an official package for inference and LoRa training on an audio-video model.
The LoRa trainer is the useful part. Adapt it to a style or subject without retraining from scratch. Self-hostable base if you're building video features.
KiloCode passes model pricing straight through, zero markup. Open source agent for VS Code, JetBrains, and CLI, 500+ models at the provider's own rate, including GPT 5.5 and Claude Opus 4.7.
The pass-through gateway is the draw. Though the traction numbers fight each other, 1.5 million users on GitHub, 3 million on the marketing site. Pick whichever the marketing team needed that day.
There's also an auto flag that runs fully autonomous in CI with every permission prompt off.
Trusted environments only. Point that at an untrusted repo and you'll learn something expensive.
Gore-Tex builds a local code graph that claims up to 50 times fewer tokens across 257 languages, fully local.
It serves precise graph slices instead of dumping files into context. If your agent bills are dominated by context stuffing, a graph in front of the model is the cheaper architecture. Plain is also worth a look if Jira's per-seat price is grinding you down.
And a correction. The Wire called RoboFlow's RFDETR a video studio. It's a real-time detection transformer on a Dino V2 backbone, accepted to ICLR 2026, 2.3 milliseconds per frame on a T4.
Apache 2.0, 6 sizes. Ignore any 500 skills claim glued to that name.
A researcher documented roughly 10,000 GitHub repositories seeded with Trojan payloads. The classic trap for a developer cloning what looks like a useful tool.
And it's worse now because agentic tools auto-pull dependencies and run code. Pin your sources, review before you run, and don't let an auto agent execute untrusted repos. That's the whole attack in one sentence.
Emacs 31 is nearing release, and a longtime user walks through what's already worth using before the stable cut.
Useful if you live in Emacs. Skippable if you don't. And SteamOS 3.8 shipped stable. A quiet point release unless you build or test on the Steam Deck.
Quick break, two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally. Secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full Wire, free, every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev. Microsoft's new Outlook takes 10 seconds to do what Classic does instantly.
For ignoring files, gitignore isn't your only option. Try git/info/exclude and skip worktree.
Cornell's CS6120 Advanced Compilers course is free and self-guided.
Glozure runs Clojure hosted on Go, and Kong's Insomnia now covers GraphQL, REST, WebSockets, SSE, and gRPC in one open-source client.
Async is a distributed task queue in Go for reliable background jobs, and hospitals and universities are repurposing drugs at 90% lower cost. Our call. By September 19, at least one top 5 AI coding toolsets or recommends a Chinese open-weight model, GLM or DeepSeek, as a default for long-context agentic work.
We're wrong if every top 5 tool by usage still keeps a US closed model as the recommended default on that date. Settles September 19.